do this and this by this Torah is lo yamaklum. Midiraisa, that's nothing. You did not say by Hashem's name. You just said by the Torah. By the Torah could mean by the gvil, by the parchment of the Torah. So therefore, nothing is asa. But let's say you said b'mashe kosav bo, I will not do this and this by what it's written in the Torah. Then dvarav kayomim. Then we say the yisheh shvu ischal, because by what's written inside it, you mean by Hashem's name that's written inside the Torah. Therefore, it's asa to you with the shvua to do this or not to do whatever you said you would do or you would not do. Now it says in other cases, if a person says bo, over masha kosav bo, dvar of kayomim, by this Torah and by what it's written inside it, I will not do this and this, also with the lashon shvua, that dvar of kayomim, you're not allowed to do it. So now the Gemara explains, Ketani, we learned like this, if a person says, b'masha kosav bo, dvar of kayomim, if you say by what's written in here, I will not do this and this, it's chal the shvua, it's like you said by Hashem's name. If so, what do we have to have the last case for? That if a person says, bo, uvamasha kosav bo, is sorach lememar, that's for sure it's also. What do we need the last case for? If somebody just says by what's written in here, it's also, you mean by Hashem's name, so if you say by the Torah, and by what's written inside it, for sure you mean Hashem's name that's written inside it. So what do we have to have this last case? What do we need it for? It's like extra. So Gemara says, lekasha, no, they're talking about two different cases. There's no question here. Ho demachta oraisa aria. One case we're talking about the Torah is like lying on the floor. Ho denokat lei biyodei. Here we're talking about where you're holding the Sefer Torah in your hands. So it's like this. Machta al aria. If the Sefer Torah is on the floor, then we say, even if you say demasha kosav, you mean daite agvil. Ik, what you mean is the parchment itself. Only if you say bo uva masha kosav bo, then it's also. Then you mean not only the gevil, not only the parchment itself, but then you mean what's written inside it by Hashem's name. But nokat le biyodei, nokat lo biyodei. Let's say in a case where you're holding the Sefer Torah in your hand, then we say daito alas kora shaboy. Then you have in mind on Hashem's name that's written inside it. So if you just say b'masha kosav bo, then it's also. Therefore, that we need bo uva masha kosav bo, that's when the Sefer Torah is lying on the floor. But if you're holding the Sefer Torah in your hand, it's more closer to you, and you say b'masha kosav bo, then you mean by Hashem's name. Then the Gemara says, b'bo yisem, if you want to tell even another teretz, b'bo yisem domach talar, you're both cases talking about where the Sefer Torah is like on the floor. For all kamashmon, here it's talking about a chiddush like this, for all kamashmon, what is it teaching us? That the Afagav to Machtal Arya, even though the Sefer Torah is lying on the floor, Kivan the Yoma B'Masha Kosovo, as long as you said by what it's written in here, I will not do this and this, Mahani, that's also a good Lashon Shvua. You also mean by Hashem's name, and really, Vizuvi and Tzarech Le'Mazukatoni, it's like the true, it says this case, and not only this case, even that case. That's called Zu, V'Yain Tzarech Le'Mazukatoni. Then the Gemara says, "V'boy yisem." Another teretz is like this: "Kula mitziyosa nami denokat lebiyodin." No, it could be we're talking about now in a case where you're holding the Sefer Torah in your hand. For all kamashman, then the question is, what do you have to say? Bo uva masha kosav bo. So Gemara means the teretz is like this: that all kamashmalon that kivon denokat lebiyodin. Since you're holding the Sefer Torah in your hand. Afagav de lo yomar ella bo. Even though you only said the word bo, is command the omar b'masha kosav bo domi. That if you're holding the Sefer Torah in your hand, then even if you say bo, you say bo with this, I will not do this and this, still it's also, that's a lashon shvua. Because by saying by this and you hold it in your hand, then it's considered as if you said b'masha kosav bo, that you mean b'yas koreshaboy. You mean by Hashem's name that's written inside the Sefer Torah. So that's the chiddush of the mitziyasa. A chiddush that even though you only say bo by the Sefer Torah, that when do we say, if you say by the Sefer Torah itself, it's no good, that's only where you're not holding it. Where it's on the floor, it's lying down. But in the case where you're holding the Sefer Torah in your hand, and you said bo by this, then we say for sure you don't mean by the parchment, but rather you mean what's written inside it, you mean by Hashem's name that's written inside it, therefore it's Chal the Yisra Shvua. Alright, a turnover. The Mishnah says like this: if somebody says koinim shein yoshin, he makes like an issa neder that he cannot sleep. He's not allowed to sleep. Rel sheini medaber, that I will not talk. Rel sheini mahalach, that I will not walk. Or else soimel isha, somebody says to his wife koinim sheini misham shecho, that he makes an issa neder that he will not live with his wife. Is hareze b'lo yachod v'roi. All these cases, it's taka also, and you're not allowed to do them. And if you do them, you're over the avera of b'lo yachod v'roi. You can't make your words into chulin. You can't make your words into vain. The Gemara's maskonis can be that it's only yosim midrabonin, because again, the churi here, you didn't say that your eyes can't sleep. You didn't make the neder upon a chayfetz. You just said with an issa neder, you're not allowed to sleep, or that sleep is also to you. So that's a davar shein by mamish. The Gemara's maskonis is going to be that really the neder is not chal midirais over here, but that's why it doesn't say hareza osa, but rather the Mishnah says hareza b'lo yachal devor means midirabonin, you are not allowed to sleep, or midirabonin, you're not allowed to talk, or midirabonin, you're not allowed to walk. Or else midirabonin, you're not allowed to live with your wife. Now the Gemara first goes off to a different halacha. The itma we learned like this. If somebody says koinim eini b'shinai hayoyim, he's making a nis and neder upon his eyes that his eyes are not allowed to sleep today. Im isha lamochor, if he sleeps tomorrow, so he's making a tenai that if he sleeps tomorrow, then today he's not allowed to sleep. So what's the halacha? So Rav Yehuda, the neder of Adar is chal. The question is, do you have to watch yourself not to sleep today? Because even though you're saying an issa, you're not allowed to sleep today, but that's only if you'll sleep tomorrow. So one way to look at it is, leave him alone today. That if the guy wants to go to sleep today, so for sure tomorrow he'll be careful not to sleep. And if the guy doesn't sleep today, so then very good, tomorrow can't go wrong. So Omer Avyudu says, Omer Avyudu Marav, Al Yishin Hayoyim. No, we don't leave him alone. But we tell the person, do not go to sleep today. Is Al Yishin Hayoyim. Why? Because we're afraid, Shema Yashan Amachar, maybe tomorrow he'll fall asleep. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Even though by today alone, really it should be mutter to go to sleep, he only said it's also today to sleep. If you sleep tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda says he's afraid though, that we don't let you sleep today, because if you sleep today, we're afraid maybe you'll also fall asleep tomorrow. And then it comes out, you're over Yisra Neder. Rav Nachman of Nachman says no. Yishin hayoyim, like leave the person alone. If he wants to sleep today, let him sleep today. V'lo yichashin in shem yishin amachar, because if the person does go to sleep today, then we're not afraid that tomorrow he'll fall asleep. Like for sure tomorrow he won't fall asleep then. Because he knows that since he slept today, if he's going to sleep tomorrow, he's over the Yisra Neder. So if Rav Nachman says we're not afraid, that we'll leave him alone if he wants to sleep today, okay? Because then for sure tomorrow he will not sleep. But the Gemara says now, Umoide Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda does agree that if a person says like this, Bi'oimer koinim einai bishina lamochor, that the Iker neder really is that tomorrow I'm not going to be able to sleep, if I sleep today. The Tanai, the condition is today, and the Yisra neder is about tomorrow. So then Rav Yehuda agrees, Sheyishin ayayim, leave the person alone. Even if he wants to sleep today, we'll let him fall asleep today. Why? Because he says like,